This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, in the interest of JMJ Jr., decided February 25th, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. In the interest of JMJ, JR, no, ED11446, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis, cause number 2322, JU10563. Honorable Barbara T. Peebles. Filed February 25th, 2025. Opinion JMJ, a juvenile, appeals from the trial court's judgment certifying him to be prosecuted under the general law. JMJ raises 3 points on appeal. Point one argues the trial court abused its discretion certifying JMJ because, contrary to the trial court's finding under paragraph 211.071.66, one, the evidence showed he was not a sophisticated and mature young adult. Point two contends the trial court abused its discretion in certifying him by not appropriately considering racial disparity pursuant to paragraph 211.071.610. Point three claims the trial court abused its discretion in certifying him because he was denied his right to effective assistance of counsel under paragraph 211.211 RSMO. Commerce Subpoenas 2021. In that certification, counsel failed to retain an expert in child psychiatry and adolescent brain development, whose testimony would have caused the trial court to deny certification. Because the first three critical statutory factors, one, all statutory references are to RSMO, Commerce Subpoenas 2018, unless otherwise noted. Two, pursuant to paragraph 211.071.6.1, three, were uncontested and supported certification, JMJ has not shown the trial court's findings as to the sixth and tenth factors demonstrated an abuse of discretion under the totality of the circumstances. We deny points one and two because JMJ has not shown he was deprived of a meaningful hearing or prejudiced by certification counsel's alleged failure to call an expert. We deny point three's claim of ineffective assistance. Accordingly, we affirm the trial court's judgment. Background. On September 28, 2023, juvenile officer filed a petition alleging that JMJ, age 17 years and 3 months, committed the felony offenses of second-degree murder and attempted first-degree robbery. The petition alleged that on September 27, 2023, JMJ, acting with other juveniles, planned to forcefully steal marijuana from a drug dealer. JMJ took a substantial step towards the commission of first-degree robbery by pointing a firearm at the drug dealer. In the course of the attempted robbery, juvenile's co-conspirator was shot and killed. On October 13, 2023, juvenile officer moved to dismiss the petition in order to allow JMJ to be prosecuted under general law. The trial court held a certification hearing. At the hearing, JMJ was represented by certification counsel, who argued that JMJ should be recommitted to the Department of Youth Services, DYS, residential treatment. Deputy juvenile officer testified about her report recommending certification and presented exhibits of her social investigation report and JMJ's birth certificate. Following the hearing, the trial court granted the motion to dismiss the petition and certified JMJ for transfer to a court of general jurisdiction to be prosecuted under general law. In its judgment, the trial court found the totality of the circumstances showed JMJ could not be properly treated under the juvenile code. The trial court found that second-degree murder and attempted first-degree robbery were serious offenses involving viciousness, force, and violence. Three, in that JMJ was alleged to have conspired and acted with others to set up a drug deal and attempt to rob the dealer at gunpoint, resulting in the death of a juvenile by gunfire. This incident consisted of high-risk delinquent behavior that is a danger to the community. The trial court further found JMJ was beyond rehabilitation by DYS. The trial court noted this was JMJ's 13th referral to the juvenile court and second adjudication. DYS had unsuccessfully attempted to rehabilitate JMJ during an 8-month commitment. Furthermore, JMJ was alleged to have committed the subject offenses while in mother's custody less than 2 months after being discharged from DYS aftercare. the trial court found JMJ's environmental situation, emotional condition, pattern of living, and alleged criminal conduct indicated he was sophisticated and streetwise. The trial court found the community's need to be protected from JMJ's criminal activity required more time and long-term care and structure than DYS could provide before he turned 19 years old. Regarding the factor concerning racial disparity, the trial court stated that race was not a factor in its decision. The trial court concluded that there was no reasonable prospect of rehabilitation with I.